Until about the 17th century, fairy tales were not relegated to children. In her book Shadow and Evil in Fairy Tales, Mary Louise von France has written that it is a function of our age that archetypal material is seen as infantile. Pan's Labyrinth, a film by director Guillermo del Toro, is a fairy tale, but it's not intended for children. It's been described as dark, but what genuine fairy tale doesn't come from the dark of the unconscious? The film practically smells of moist earth and preternaturally powerful essences. Pan's Labyrinth is not a razzle-dazzle affair, like much of Tim Burton's work. It's closer to Burton's Sleepy Hollow and Terry Gilliam's problematic and underappreciated The Brothers Grimm, but without a whisper of comedy. The story takes place in Franco's Spain in 1944 after the Civil War. A serious little book lover, Ophelia, Ivana Baquero, arrives at an old mill in the woods with her pregnant mother. Her beloved father, a tailor, has died. She is to meet her stepfather, Captain Vidal, Sergei Lopez, who is in charge of a garrison fighting the partisans. Over his wife's pregnant belly, he stretches a possessive, gloved hand in creaking black leather. As her mother's health fails, Ophelia gravitates towards a surrogate, Mercedes, Maribel Verdú of Y Tu Mama Tambien, the head of the household, who is secretly spying on the captain to aid the resistance. The film becomes dual at that point, Mercedes' battle against the captain, who is a brutal fascist killer, and Ophelia's journey into an imaginary, mysterious, dangerous world. The fantasy never overwhelms the real, but is one with it, a magical realist braid held together by the powerful performances of Verdú and Lopez. Like his friend, fellow Mexican-born director Alfonso Cuarón, maker of Children of Men, Del Toro has fashioned a film partly about the masculine choking off of life and the feminine principle as life vivifying. Del Toro has never been ashamed of embracing pop, but here he has drawn from a much deeper well, and his film, even better than Cuarón's, is the one he's been building up to all along. The hallmarks of his personal vision are all here: insects, clockwork and keys, a slit face, portals in stone. These form a melange with fairy tale motifs like hourglasses, poison, forbidden chambers, and mirrors. There are horrors here, too, like a blood feast by a rag-and-bones eater of children, perhaps an aspect of the stepfather as monster. These symbols can all be given a Jungian interpretation, but they are better left acting directly on your emotions. I've been a little vague about the story, in part to counteract the film's irresponsible and misleading trailer, which assumes that the only way to get you to see the film is to reveal all its secrets. A similar fate just befell the misunderstood film The Fountain, a morose and beautiful fable that feels somehow related. Pan's Labyrinth is as fecund as any fantasy since 1988, and it is now among my favorite films. This and other theater and music reviews can be read, listened to, or podcast at wfiu.org. Reviewing movies for WFIU, this is Peter Noble Kuchera.